Sideline throws Keyshawn Johnson some damn questions about the Cowboys and the NFL. Thursdays at 6:10. Brought to you by Chicken Express, the North Texas GMC dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
It is 6:14. You're on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket. You're listening to the Hardline. Good evening, everybody. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
It is a final in SoCal. 9-3 Red Sox over the Angels in game one. Red Sox up 1-0. Game two tomorrow night.
Yes.
That is good.
Playoff baseball.
The remainder of the crew is here with us. The Cobra, Danny Paul, Ty Walker today with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico. Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. What?
I just doing what I shouldn't be doing. I was reading emails from the big unit over here. You know, he's like a huge Angel fan, don't you?
No, not a very good day for him.
No, on two fronts. They took a spanking, and he hates Chris Berman.
Berman had that game?
Oh, yeah. No, he said he ruined it. Said even if the Angels would have won it.
Why does he hate Chris Berman?
Because he is not good in doing baseball.
The only people who hate Chris Berman are people who are jealous of him.
I'm not jealous of him, but I don't think he's good doing play-by-play.
Let's see. He's annoying, fat, bald, and old. That's a lot to be envious about, Mike.
Well, like I say, the only people who are are those who are envious of him.
Now, see, I'm kind of right there with you. When he's hosting something like the draft or the NFL countdown, I think he's pretty good, but even you got to admit, he's lacking when he does play-by-play.
He doesn't bother me a bit doing play-by-play.
That stupid back.
That doesn't bother me.
Well,
that's
a signature call.
That doesn't bother me. I just don't think he's real good.
He's a pioneer.
Agreed. I agree with you on all of it. But he's not real good at doing play-by-play. He's just not. I don't think he is. But hosting stuff, there's few better.
Wink. And only those who don't like him are jealous of him.
There he is.
All right, it is 6:16 here on the Ticket. Jason Terry likes Community Quick Hits.
Good.
Community Quick Hits.
Maybe we can get a number, Maybe we can get a total.
Cobra doesn't like
what?
Christopher Berman.
Huh?
Christopher Berman.
Doesn't match.
Christopher Berman.
What about an instrument?
Guitar.
Can't go wrong with that.
Let's start off the Community Quick Hits with a quick text message from my wife.
You finally figured out how to use that?
You left the garage door wide open. You left the garage door wide open again.
What does that mean?
What did you?
I guess.
I'm so glad I'm not smart enough to know how to text message.
Does that mean dogs have escaped?
No, they don't. No.
Because I screwed up with the dogs today.
Did you leave the garage door wide open?
No, I didn't do that, but I did leave their gate open, which allows them to have run of the entire house.
Did they pee in there and stuff?
No, they went upstairs. And they couldn't get down.
They're too
small? They're too scared to run downstairs.
Yeah.
And they're dachshunds, and we try to make sure they don't do that because it's bad for their backs.
Wish I had an upstairs.
Well, wish you had my contract, I bet, don't you?
True.
You got to be kidding me.
They pretty much destroyed the entire upstairs, including my wife's knitting.
Knitting?
Yeah. She's really good. They got into her yarn and strung it all over the upstairs and diarrheaed on the floor. It's not funny because I'm in trouble.
Well, so am I, Danny.
We got two members in trouble tonight.
So am I. The best, though, is you left the garage door open, wide open, again.
Well, you know, that's not real good when you leave that open.
Especially with that stash of pornography you have back there.
Right, that's where I keep my cash, too, is in the garage.
All your money?
Yes.
Just stacks of it. Just cash your check, get all cash, and just stack it up.
It's like that movie Blow. I have a garage full of money.
Are you in trouble,
knitting.
Ron?
Yeah, knitting.
Yeah. Your wife knits?
She's very good.
What a hen move that is.
I try to tell her that's the first step into froudom, but
That's the first step on the road to Frollo.
I'm telling you, there's this little circle of socially forward-thinking women that are into knitting.
God, how boring.
I know. I don't get it. But her and her little hen friends get together and knit and talk about it.
Wow.
Does she realize that she is taking the first step on the road to Frollo?
Well, that's what I think until I start seeing all of these, you know, people that are in the know and
well, they're doing it too.
Fashion forward people that are doing it as well. So maybe that's kind of yeah, she's great.
What does she knit like? Throws or
she knitted
or
blankets, hats, gloves,
condoms,
dong warmer.
A dong warmer. See if she can knit me a dong warmer. Tell her it won't take very long.
She'll be like, all right, tell Greg it'll be done in 5 minutes.
Speaking of dong warmers, there is a new winner in the Mega Millions jackpot, and he is from Carrollton.
His dong!
His name is Oot Van Wyn, spelled like Dat Wyn, and he has won $62 million. He's the first Texan to win the Mega Millions.
Oot, there he is.
Oot, there he is, Greg, yes.
Wow.
He says he found out Saturday morning at the supermarket when the manager there told him that someone in Carrollton had won. He says, I got a winning numbers printout and quickly saw that I remembered I had two of the numbers, and then I got home. I picked up the numbers, and I said, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Well, did you hear Hollywood Henderson on with Bad Radio talking about his deal today?
No.
You know, he won $28
million. Mm-hmm.
And he said when he did that, it was similar to this guy, that he bought 100 quick picks.
100?
Uh-huh. Mm. And then he just put them over on the passenger side, went to a restaurant right immediately after.
Wait, where?
A restaurant, got his car valeted. And was driving home, and his girlfriend said, hey, did you buy tickets? He goes, yeah, I did. And she gave him the numbers, and he said, well, I bought 100. We'll just look at it when we get home. And then he didn't look at them then until the next day.
Wow.
Has he gone through all that cash?
Yeah.
He said he got $8 million something.
Out of a $28 million bankroll?
He took the one-time payoff, which immediately cuts it in half, so that's 14. And then when the government gets theirs, he said it was like 8.6, 8.7 million.
I thought that's what the government, when you take the cash option, that's what the government takes is half.
No. If you take the cash option, then that pretty much cuts.
So are you smarter to take the...
I would.
Take it immediately?
Yeah, take the cash option?
Yes, I would. Okay. Wouldn't you?
I don't know the difference.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd want to get paid over 20 years?
But yeah. What if you died? Do you get it if you die?
I won't.
Well, okay, I'm just saying,
die.
If you do you get it? I'm asking.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I just rather have, you know, you get.
It'd be smart to give it to your kid. Give the ticket to your kid.
I'd rather get it.
Surely,
I'd rather get one. You know, yeah. You get one lump sum of $8 million.
And then you can make it work for you immediately.
You know what? I think I'm smart enough that that's it. That's all I need the rest
well,
of my
Well, you
life.
Can make that giant sum of money work for you immediately, rather than allowing the state to hold all of that and give you like a weekly check.
Well, Oot Van Wyn.
That's what
Wyn,
my accountant said.
$62 million, huh?
Oot Van Wyn, he got up there in front of the press yesterday, which I don't know if I would do that or not.
I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have already won the lottery. Y'all don't know.
True.
I may have.
He plans to help finance the construction of a religious temple near Duncanville.
Which I wouldn't do.
He and his family also hope to return to Vietnam to help poor relatives.
Which I wouldn't do.
Build a school
wouldn't
and
do.
Assist an orphanage.
I would do nothing worthwhile.
He says, where we come from, the school is too far away to walk to, so I want to get a school built so the children will receive an education. Why didn't someone get up there and be honest and say, you know what, I'm going to go buy a pound of Coke, give $2 million to 10 friends, we're going to Vegas, and you'll never see me again, and walk off stage.
Well, maybe he's not going to do that. Maybe he is going to do all this, stuff. I'm just saying, I wouldn't do anything worthwhile.
Man, I tell you what, I can't shake cocaine. Can you help me?
Oh, Norm.
The problem is this guy sounds like a very nice, noble human being, but he's being a little ambitious with that $8 million and all the things he wants to do.
62, man.
Hollywood won $8 million.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
never mind.
62.
So what's he going to get? He'll get, 15?
If he takes the cash option, 62, half of that, what is that, 31?
And then
I think it's more than that, Greg. I think it's tax. Actually the cash option's about 2/3. So he would get about 45 or 40 or something like that. And then cut that in half. He's going to get $20 million.
Still, schools aren't cheap to build.
A religious
over there it is.
Religious temples.
Bamboo and stuff like
and
that.
Lizards.
God. Bamboo and what?
Lizards.
Stuff like that.
Lizards.
Bamboo and like leaves, fig leaves.
And rice.
Oh, Mr. Wynn chose to collect his winnings with the cash option value, which was $62 million. So that's the cash option.
Holy moly.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
So it must
have
been.
So when they say you win $62 million, you win $62
million. Yes.
Well, actually.
Damn.
It would have been more
than
that.
What happened to half? I thought you got half.
Well, no. That it probably was, but they're saying his cash option was $62
million. Oh. So it means it might have been over $100 million.
Yeah, it must have been. He says, every week I buy tickets. On Wednesdays, $5 in lotto tickets. On Fridays, $5 in Mega Millions.
What paid off for him?
Good for him. I'm happy for the guy.
The jackpot was $101 million.
Okay, let me ask you this.
As I continue to follow the story.
I hope that he does all the stuff he says he's going to do.
A guy like this that wins the lottery,
mm-hmm.
would you keep playing?
No. Why? Why would you? Why would you? No. I can promise you right now.
I still think the lottery's a fool's game.
As much as I hate each and every one of you, if I won $62 million, you're all millionaires.
I wouldn't take it.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I would make a money suit for you. And make you wear it. And say the only way you could get, for all of you, the only way you could get your money is if you wear your $1 million suit made of cash.
Where do you wear it?
You got to wear it up to work for a week. God. Danny, you would do it.
There's no question.
With your cash, your $20 bill hat. Would you do that? Would you suffer the embarrassment to make sure that your family is taken care of for the rest of your life?
Would you be followed by an armed guard the entire time?
Yeah, you'd have to. I would hire a guard for you, but you would have to wear the money suit for a week.
No.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
You lying sack of crap.
I wouldn't either.
You both would.
I'd make T-Bar wear it. I'd make T-Bar wear my money suit.
Long John Silver's is coming around.
Long Dong Silver. Are they going to start having better food?
No, they're saying they're backtracking on the story. We told you the story of the Richardson Long John Silver's where the guy foiled a robbery, but he didn't go with company policy, and he basically took a hammer and whacked the robbers over the head. They get away, drop the money. Long John's fires him.
You know, I've been thinking about this story since we talked about it yesterday. And wasn't there anybody in Long John Silver's that examined this whole thing and thought, you know, we fire this guy after he basically prevented a robbery. And he goes to the press and this is going to make us look
bad. Oh, yeah, look like crap.
I mean, isn't there anybody that thought that far ahead?
Steve Blow from the Dallas Morning News wrote a great column saying how disgusted he was by Long John Silver's actions.
He called them nincompoops, didn't he?
He did. And the Long John spokesperson.
Nincompoops.
Yeah. Is that right?
That's an archaic cut down.
Nincompoop?
Yeah.
Yes. What, did I say that wrong?
No, you said it right. You haven't heard that word.
It's not a word you hear every day.
Or read.
But the.
Nincompoops.
I love that. I love that word.
Those scalawags.
Long John says that in the end, be patient, because in the end, they're going to do what's best for everyone.
Yeah, because everybody's...
Read that last quote there, Grego. It's maybe the second paragraph from the bottom from the Long John spokesperson.
First and foremost, we are grateful no one was injured during the robbery of our restaurant.
Our restaurant.
In a random act of violence like this, our top priority is the safety of our employees and our customers. We are carefully reviewing the circumstances of this difficult situation, and we will do the right thing for everyone involved.
Meaning, job is back. There is a 100% chance I will put $100 down right now.
I'll match it.
I'll put 20 in. That's all I got.
I've got 20 bucks.
That guy will have his job offered to him within the week. With a nice raise.
I'd turn it down and sue him. But you can't sue him. You'll lose.
Probably would. I mean, just take your job back. The guy's been an employee, too, right, for Long John's for 10 years. Who works at a fast food joint for 10 years?
Maybe he's like a manager or something.
Well, he's a father of six, first
You'll
off.
You'll lose that?
I think you would, right?
If you get it before a jury, you're going to lose that?
Don't you think? I mean, if it's...
No! I don't think it's written
in company policy...
If it's written because he did violate it, you're not supposed to do anything... The way that was written the other day, you're not supposed to do anything.
All right, show me a jury out there that would decide against him.
Well, that's the thing, because you'd be taking a chance. I know if I was on the jury, I'd say, you know what?
I don't care about company policy.
That is a company policy, but I'm not going to penalize this guy for saving his life and maybe everybody else's.
It seems that a few people were upset at Oot Van Wyn's big jackpot winnings in Carrollton because there was a shooting in Carrollton. Maybe they were so upset that they just started shooting people. And it just so happens that a bus driver employed by Toby Keith was hit by gunfire last night in Carrollton.
Hmm. I thought he just puts a boot in everybody's ass.
Well, he didn't shoot him.
Oh.
His equipment bus was headed northbound in the center lane of I-35 near the bush.
So they have equipment buses now?
Oh, yes, of course. When someone fired a single shot, the small caliber bullet entered the driver's side of the bus and hit George Hampton.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Man, what is the deal about firing random shots into buses? You know, that dude for the Indians?
Yeah, for the Indians.
You know, he got hit by a random shot in a bus.
Woo-wee. Hey, hello. On the air. Hello. 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 Everybody kind of keep it down.
Well, George Hampton, 55, got shot in the upper thigh.
And he works for Toby Keith?
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
Control that in there. You're the captain of the capsule.
Well, I can't help it when people just walk in and start yelling.
Toby Keith was not traveling with the unmarked equipment bus, which is en route from the singer's home base in OKC. His next scheduled performance is in Cincinnati. Carrollton police said it appears a small caliber handgun was used in the shooting. Maybe it was a Texas fan.
But
you know Toby Keith is an OU supporter.
Well, and not only this, I got a buddy of mine.
We'll put a boot in your ass.
Buddy of mine works out in Love Field, does a lot of private plane stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Toby Keith will be on the sideline Saturday.
Oh, of course. Of course.
He's working his plane.
Let me ask you guys this. I asked Danny this. There is a shot because he and Switzer are good buddies. Real good friends. And there's... Switzer could probably get Toby Keith on. Do we have any interest in getting Toby
Keith? Sure. I would. Y'all probably wouldn't, but...
No, I mean, I think it'd be really intriguing, and obviously we had a lot of listeners who love the guy. I mean, the guy is huge.
He's a mega country star.
He's as big as anybody is in country
music. He was the entertainer of the year.
Yeah.
See the Ford truck, man?
Yeah.
That's all he drives.
He won 4 awards at the 04 Academy of Country Music Awards, including Entertainer of the Year and Top Male Vocalist.
I'd like to have him on. I think it'd be kind of cool.
Well, I'll ask old Coach Switzer.
Yep.
But we are having Switzer on for sure, Friday?
Yep. Yes. Barry will be on. Yep. We are currently tracking Larry Lacewell.
Yep.
Lacewell.
Yep.
Bill Sims.
Yep.
That's who I want to get on.
Yep.
Billy Sims, yeah.
Yep.
I think we should have Chuck Fairbanks on.
Let's get some Texas people on,
Big Pete Gardner.
All right. Yep. Who?
Yep.
Well, I don't know.
Get in that metro section real quick, Greg.
You know, Major Applewhite.
I'd like to have somebody like Edwin Simmons in there.
Okay.
Yep.
Come on. That's what a producer does, Runs. I wish we had one, don't you?
Yep.
My God.
But I agree with you, Runs. We need some Texas people. Because that's who I'm pulling for.
Don't turn this into a big OU jerk-off session any more than it already is.
Well, hopefully we can have Pete Gardner on with us.
My God.
Hope he emails
us. He always comes through.
And you know what, Runs? He does not know what it's like to lose to OU. Beat him 4 years straight, Corby.
Did he?
Big Pete Gardner.
Did he?
My God.
Yeah. Check the stats.
You want me to check it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's check it.
By the way,
gotta go.
As far as the Texas fans go, a lot of people are already emailing me saying, hey, what's the big parties? What's going on Friday and Saturday night? So far, the only ones to hook me up with any info are the OU people. Their big party is at Jack's Pub right there by the Green Elephant off of Yale.
My God.
Isn't it off of Yale, Dan?
I'm going to celebrate that Texas victory. I'm going to be in Colorado complete with Texas gear on. I bought me a Texas sweatshirt and a University of Texas cap. I'm going to be the out-of-state obnoxious Texas fan.
Well, the big OU party's at Jack's Pub Friday night. It will be massive beyond belief, and all the sweet OU, you know what, will be there.
I so hope Texas wins. God almighty, I hope they win.
Why?
Because I'm from Texas, and I want them to win. I'm tired of this OU nonsense. I want Texas to win.
I'm not on this show normally, but what year did you graduate from OU, Corby?
I didn't, douchey.
Whoa.
We've gone over this before.
Hey. I'm not douchey. On here all the time.
Hey. You don't want out here all the time. Come on.
Asking you a nice, normal question.
You know what?
God almighty.
Tom Walker. Douchey him.
God almighty.
Has worked for us the past 2 days. All he's done
That's
is
the first I've heard.
Shut up. All he's done is quality tickers, kept his mouth shut, not bothered anybody, just delivered the news.
And you just jump right up his ass.
And all,
right.
and all you do is call him douchey.
Like to be on the air.
On behalf of Hardline Proper, let me apologize for the idiot snake.
I appreciate
snake.
That.
You don't need to be calling snake Ty Walker Porter. Douchey.
My parents went to school there. That's why I'm a fan, all right?
Oh,
Leave me alone.
Okay.
And you hold 2 college degrees.
If your parents
are
axe murderers, would you go around killing people?
Hold on. Don't you hold 2 degrees?
What does that matter?
Would you please answer the question?
Sure.
And where's the first one from?
Doesn't matter.
Sir, you are under oath and you are on the stand.
Look,
I went to TCU, all right? But okay, and then you got a second degree. Where'd you get that one from?
North Texas State.
It doesn't matter. OU is in my blood, all right?
Really?
But it ain't on your wall.
Nothing's on my wall.
Hmm. No, because you left the garage door open and they stole it.
Now, if TCU had maybe had a few national championships through the 70s and 80s, you think that we'd be hearing anything out of him and his allegiance to OU?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Hey, TCU won a national championship.
Hey, if OU had 0 national championships except for one in 1938, and TCU had, what is it, 7, 8?
Yeah.
You wouldn't hear anything about OU from him. I guarantee it.
Well, you know what? They may have 7, but they won't have 8. Because it's tough to win a national championship with a loss. And they're getting one Saturday.
LSU and USC did.
Well, whatever.
Holy crap, look at the time.
All right. We recap that last segment next here on The Ticket.